The Traveler's Journal, March 17th. Visiting the place Patrick called home. St. Patrick's Day celebrates the Roman Catholic bishop who brought Christianity to Ireland in 432 AD. Crossing the Irish Sea, Patrick was heading towards an area west of what is now Belfast in Northern Ireland. But strong currents forced his frail craft into a more southern inlet, Strangford Loch. He landed near a village now known as Saul, where he quickly made his first convert, a local chieftain who let him use a barn as a church. For 30 years, Patrick roamed the Emerald Isle making converts, but he always returned to Saul, where he died and was buried. Many sites in the area are associated with Ireland's patron saint. This part of Northern Ireland is called County Down, where, as an old song says, the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. The mountains, a closed crescent of granite peaks 7 miles wide, stick out of the otherwise lightly rolling countryside. County Down is a realm designed for serious walkers. Treeless hills separate ancient fields, which are crisscrossed by endless dry stone walls. The most impressive of these, the Mourne Wall, still runs unbroken up and down over the mountain ranges for 22 miles. Small, well-kept villages dot the coast. Of these, Rostrever and Newcastle are the most noteworthy, the latter a pleasant resort with a minimum of seaside honky-tonk. Numerous castles, from Norman ruins to Gothic keeps, testify to the area's turbulent history. In this haunting, windswept land, the spirit of St. Patrick is still strong. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.